Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
So, a couple of months ago, the messages I get come to me in an unusual way. I can either be sitting listening to someone else speak, or a thought might just come into my head, or a memory of something way back. And you know, some of those thoughts I dwell on, and I think, is this meant to be brought forward? And you know, sometimes they're just like, oh, we'll just leave it and see if it comes back. But sometimes they're really, really clear and really precise. And I was sitting, and I can't remember what movie it was, but I was sitting there and just remembering a conversation I'd had with someone, but a line out of a movie, and someone had said, how are you going? I think it was some movie involved with a prison, and I can't remember. It could have been Shawshank Redemption. It could have been one of those, but they were asked a question, and they said, how are you going? And they responded with, same old, same old. And I was just thinking about that comment or that response, and immediately I had this strong, I don't know, was it strong thought that came into my head, or whether it was the Holy Spirit speaking, that I needed to share on this subject of same old, same old, from the perspective that sometimes there are things that go along in life and they become the normal, but that's not what God intended. And in our lives, whether we go and we pray about it a couple of times and then there's no answer to prayer, and so we put it down and think, well, that's not meant to be. But there's certain things that God intends to be that sometimes we leave alone when God actually wants it to happen. And so around the whole thought of same old, same old, I thought it was necessary to share this. And tonight I'm going to share a couple of things out of the New Testament. But tonight is about praying for those things that we have put down and said they're never going to change. That's not what I understand about my God. My God didn't intend for us to settle for something that could hang on for the rest of our lives when it doesn't have to. And so that's what this message is about. And whether it be an unresolved relational conflict that you think will never change, whether it be a sickness, some sort of condition, an illness or a disease, whether it be, you know, you're searching for a job or there's a job change that you know that needs to happen, whether it be a behavioural issue with a child, whether it be in your own life, whether it be rejection or fear, whether it be insecurity or depression or anxiety, whether it be shame over something that happened a long time ago and it just hasn't left you, or whether it be I just cannot seem to find fullness in life in Christ. Whether it be any of those things, that is what tonight is about, is to break the same old, same old. Now, we could pray right now and go straight into it, but I just want to share a couple of thoughts. And so I've just got a couple of slides, and I'm going to quickly run through some thoughts that I have on this. Okay, so Matthew 9, 20 to 22, and you'll probably know most of these stories, so I will just read it and we'll go through it and I'll share the thoughts, and they're all on the slide. So Matthew 9, 20 to 22. Just then a woman who had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding came up behind him. She touched the fringe of his robe, for she thought, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be encouraged. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was healed at that moment. So we can just flick over to the five things that I had. Firstly, we noticed that it was a long-term illness or a long-term sickness. The second really powerful thing about this, and, you know, it's been shared before, but I just love this whole fact. It was in the sickness, the illness was in the blood, and it was draining life from her. And she just couldn't get around it. And there was no other way around it. And I can imagine in that time it would have been a very, very difficult thing to deal with. And I just think of conditions, whether it be in mental illness or any sicknesses, where life is drained from people. And God is in the business of life and life to the full. John 10:10, life and life to the full. I have come that you might have life and life to the full. He is in the business of sorting these things through. The third thing we see is she must have heard about Jesus. Now, we've heard about Jesus here. We know his power. The fourth thing, that she believed and responded in faith. And the fifth thing we see, that she was completely healed on the spot in the moment. I've asked God in the last couple of months to, you know that scripture that says, help me with my unbelief. I've asked God to increase my faith to see major things, miracles happen. And I've been watching a DVD lately, which has been pretty amazing, but it's all kind of stemmed from getting this word about same old, same old. And so I love the fact that she was completely and totally healed, because that's what God, I know God wants to do. Now, sometimes it doesn't happen that way, but we still got to believe that God can and will heal and change a situation. The second story is in Acts 3:1-10, after Jesus had passed away and the disciples had received the power of the Holy Spirit. So Acts 3:1-10, I'm reading from the New Living Translation tonight, by the way. Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. As they approached the temple, a man lame from birth was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate, the one called the Beautiful Gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said, "Look at us." The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money. But Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk." Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. He jumped up, stood on his feet, and began to walk. This is an incredible story. Sometimes we just read over this. Then walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. All the people saw him walking and heard him praising God. When they realized he was the lame beggar they had seen so often at the Beautiful Gate, they were absolutely astounded. Okay, let's quickly work through those thoughts on this. First one, once again, he'd been lame for a very long time or a lifetime. Secondly, he couldn't walk. He was unable to move around and he probably felt trapped. I know a lot of people who are struggling with something over a long period of time often feel trapped in their circumstances and can't find a way out. Thirdly, he asked them for money, which is what he thought he needed. And I just want to stick on this one for a minute as a personal testimony. And it says, I've written after that, how often do we ask God to fix things on our terms? I've shared this before, but about 6 or 7 years ago, I spent some time very simply fasting one meal a week about an issue that I had in my life. And I believed that God was going to fix it a certain way. And I've said it before, but if I knew how it was going to be fixed, I wouldn't have fasted in the first place. I wouldn't have started fasting. But looking back, even though I went through some pain, on the other side of it, I have never known such freedom in my life, because God fixed it in the way he wanted to do it. And it was kind of like my hands were, you know, if you like, tied. My hands were just, once things started in motion, I had to let God do what he was going to do. And here we see this man wanted money. He wanted money. He was there and he said, I want some money. Give me some money. But God had other ideas. He didn't want him to have to beg for the rest of his life for freedom. And so God fixed the issue properly. And that's what God does. Sometimes it's over a period of time. Sometimes it's immediately. But God fixes the issue. And he doesn't deal with the stuff on the outside. He deals with the stuff on the inside and fixes the issue. And that's what I love about my Heavenly Father. He is there for our best interests. And sometimes there's a bit of pain we go through before we get there. And so don't be fearful of that. Allow God to take you through the process. And if you're going through something and it's been long term and you're going, there's just too much pain involved with going through that, well, guess what? On the other side of it, there's so much more full life than what you would ever believe. Fourthly, we see he received more than, which I just said, he received more from God than what he was asking. Fifthly, people were amazed at his healing, and it was a trigger for Jesus to be discussed around the place. Okay, so the final one was in Acts 16 and 16 to 18. One day, as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit that enabled her to tell the future. She earned a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved." This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and said to the demon within her, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And instantly, I love that, instantly it left her. So the things we notice from this, the four things that I've written down, the first thing was she was in slavery by a physical master and a spiritual master. And we can often see that in the lives of people. And so, you know, the fact that one thing was dealt with here, and I would love to hear the other side of the story of actually what happened with her, whether it be her guardians, because no doubt they were very unhappy about losing their method of income. Secondly, she was causing trouble, and you know, when we see Satan at work in the life of people, we often see trouble around, trouble and strife. And if you see trouble and strife and have seen it around for a long time, then that's Satan at work, no doubt about it. That's not God at work, that's Satan at work. The third thing we see is she certainly wasn't seeking deliverance. She had no thought of going like the woman who had the issue of blood. She wasn't seeking that, but guess what? She got in the way of God's work, and it benefited her and changed her. And the fourth thing was that the Spirit left her immediately. I love that. It left her immediately. So just looking through those things, and I've got two other things that I just wanted to share from this. And the reason I picked these three was, firstly, God's power works in many ways in many situations. Let's not box God into doing things one way all the way through. God is in the life-changing business. And just like Psalm 139, if you read it, God talks about that he knows the hairs on our head. He knows every situation individually. And so it doesn't have to happen the same way for everyone. But we've got to believe that God's going to do it in his way and in his time. The second thing The second thing that I wrote down in thoughts with this was your situation or story could be the catalyst for someone else experiencing God. And we saw that particularly with the second story with the lame man, that the word of God went out. And when you've got a story to tell, Revelation talks about we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That's how we overcome. And it's a powerful thing. And you know what? Satan cannot take away your testimony. He cannot take it away. And he doesn't want your testimony to be out there. And so if God is speaking to you tonight and he wants you to respond to what has happened, just think that this could be the trigger for someone else getting saved. This could be the trigger for someone else asking for prayer. This could be the trigger for amazing things to happen beyond what happens tonight. And so I just want to encourage you tonight, if God's speaking to you about same old, then I encourage you to respond. Generally, if your chest is going a million miles an hour, then that's God talking to you, and it's time to respond. So just before we move into prayer, and I'm going to ask the elders that are here, and maybe Mike, if you can as well, and Dale, if you can as well. I don't. God doesn't need long prayers. We can pray very succinct prayers, and I understand some need to be longer than others. And when the woman touched Jesus' cloak, she was healed instantly, bang, just like that. And God can do that. He is an amazing God. So, but I had these are three specific things that I had when I was preparing. The first one was that you have felt unloved for a very, very long time. That was the first thing that I had. I don't need to go on about this because you will know if that's you. You have felt extremely unloved for a very long time. The second thing that I had was that you have sensed major rejection in your life, and you will know whether it's you, and you've never recovered from it. The third one I had here was that at some point in your life, and I think I got it pretty clear, that you have dealt or have been involved or have dabbled in tarot card reading, or you have been very much into the star signs. And it's caused a number of things in your life that you may not have been aware of that taking place, but you'll know if it's you, if I'm bringing this. And you have never sought prayer over that issue, and you've just seen a number of things continuing to happen in your life. So you will know if that's you. And the other thing that came to me, and I shared it earlier, was the last point. The other thing that came to me before was that life and life to the full just isn't part of who you are. And you are frustrated in that, and you haven't seen, a bountiful life in your Christian walk. And tonight's the night. No more same old. Okay, so what I would like everyone to do is that I'd like everyone to stand firstly. We're in this together. We're all in this together. God is here. And in a minute, if I can get the worship team to come up, unless you, from the worship team, you sense you want to respond, and just play fairly quietly in the background if you can, maybe a couple of the songs that you're on, possibly Good, Good Father. So if you know that God is speaking to you about this, then I want you to respond. I just want you to come out the front, and we're just going to pray for you, each one, and we're going to sing together. And as we do that, please, and I know this has been said before, please don't be spectators, be participators. And so pray along with, if you see someone out here, I want you to just be aware of, if you get an eye on someone, just where you are, just pray for them and their circumstance. And And so when you come out, I want you to just quickly say, this is the thing that's been same old, and I want you, and so whoever's praying for you will pray a prayer, and we're going to pray and believe that that situation, whether it be sickness or illness, will change. So if you want to come to this side, and we will pray straight away. And I'm just going to pray a covering prayer over this first. But if it's you, you'll know that God's been talking to you. Don't leave tonight without dealing with stuff from a long term. I know God's spoken pretty strongly with this to me about this. And so let's just pray and believe that God is going to do an amazing thing tonight. Father, we just thank you for, once again, for your life-changing word. We just thank you for the power of prayer. And Father, we just know that you're in this place tonight. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. And we pray that there will be some amazing testimonies from tonight. And things that have changed that have just thought that they were never going to change. And we just give you thanks and praise for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.